KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have rain, 6 100ths so far here in Atlantic at the KJAN studios. We look for the rain to continue today and a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Creston Police Department reports this morning three people from Polk County were arrested Thursday morning on drug charges. Officials say 35-year-old Joey Jean Ebard and 31-year-old Lindsay Marie D. were arrested for possession with the intent to sell or manufacture methamphetamine over 5 grams. 34-year-old Kristen Jan Gross was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, first offense. All three are from Des Moines. Ebarn was being held in the Union County Jail on $100,000 bond. D and Gross were being held in the Ringgold County Jail, where bond for Lindsay D was set at $100,000 and Gross's bond was set at $1,000. Creston police said also 40-year-old Sarah Nicole Weiss of Afton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on 4 warrants for probation violation. She was transported to the Ringgold County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday a rural Cass County woman was cited for disorderly house following a disturbance Wednesday morning. Deputies were dispatched to a home southwest of Griswold a little after 6:30 a.m. following a complaint. Before they arrived on the scene, the incident turned into a disturbance, and 48-year-old Catherine Eden of Griswold was cited. Authorities say also a traffic stop Wednesday morning on a vehicle whose registered owner had an arrest warrant resulted in 23-year-old Destiny Fredette of Council Bluffs being taken into custody for making a false report. Her bond was set at $600. And a man from Tennessee was arrested Wednesday night following a traffic stop in Pottawatomie County. A back seat in the passenger in the vehicle, 25-year-old Andrew James Carr of Cowan, Tennessee, was arrested for carrying or concealing an automatic handgun. An accident late Thursday morning in Mills County resulted in two people being injured. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2017 Ford pickup driven by 62-year-old Alan Garrow of Broughton, Illinois, was eastbound on Highway 34 at around 11:10 a.m. just east of 330th Street, when for reasons unknown, the vehicle crossed the center line and struck a 2006 Freightliner semi that was driven by 29-year-old Michael Stamp of Neola. After the impact, the pickup continued into the south ditch while the semi rolled onto its side and blocked the road. Garrow, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was flown from the scene by LifeNet helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha. Stamp, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by private vehicle to Mercy Hospital. The accident remains under investigation. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted at the scene by Malvern Rescue and LifeNet. Decorah High School is the highest-ranking Iowa school in a national publications list of the nation's gold, silver, and bronze medal schools. U.S. News & World Report evaluated test scores and graduate rates from the nation's 28,000 high schools. Decorah ranked first in Iowa and 847th on the national list. Other top 10 schools within Iowa were Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Linmar, Ames, West Liberty, Cedar Rapids Washington, West Des Moines Valley, Waukee, Cedar Falls, and Ankeny Centennial. Locally, Shenandoah cracked the top 25, coming in at 24th. Other area school districts having received the national, recognized in the national rankings and having earned a bronze medal include the Audubon Middle School, Bedford High School, Cam High School, Carroll High School, Denison High School, the Essex Junior and Senior High School, Griswold Middle School and High School, Guthrie Center, Harlan, Lenox, Mount Air, Red Oak, Riverside High Schools, also Sydney, Tri-Center, and Underwood. Those all received bronze medals. Schools are ranked based on their performance on state-required tests and how well they prepare students for college. For more, you can go to the link under this same story on the website at kjan.com. Look for the news page. The Sioux City School Board is investigating allegations against the district superintendent that were raised by the district budget director before he was ousted. Board President Mike Kreisel told the Sioux City Journal earlier this week that the board is undertaking an investigation into what it thinks is an appropriate follow-up to the allegations that were raised. The board approved a resignation package on April 10th for budget director John Chalstrom, who had been placed on leave February 13th. Chalstrom had accused Superintendent Paul Gausman of being a bully and creating a hostile workplace and threatening Chalstrom's job if he shared alternative budget options with school board members outside of regular board meetings. Gausman has denied Chalstrom's assertions. A trial has been delayed for a Northwest Iowa man accused of stabbing to death his sister. The Sioux City Journal reports Thomas Bibler's trial was scheduled to begin May 16th, but after a pretrial conference Thursday in Plymouth County District Court, the judge ordered the delay. There was no date set. 34-year-old Bibler has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, willful injury, and going armed with intent in connection with the June 11th stabbing death of 27-year-old Shannon Bogg of Lamars. He was arrested that day after a short standoff at his apartment in Lamars. A Sioux City man found guilty last month of second-degree murder for the stabbing of another man has been sentenced to 50 years in prison. Sioux City television station KTIV says 48-year-old Elias Wanati was sentenced yesterday in Pottawatomie County for the February 2016 death of 50-year-old Vernon Mace, his girlfriend's uncle. Officials say Wanati will be eligible for parole in 35 years. The sentence followed the second trial for Wanati in the case. His first ended at a mistrial in December after Woodbury County jurors couldn't reach a unanimous verdict. Wanati's second trial was moved to Council Bluffs to avoid pretrial publicity. Wanati had argued that he acted in self-defense, saying Mace had threatened him with a gun in the weeks prior to the incident. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.